Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain futures are higher today in corn, 7.25 cents in December at 384.5. November beans up 6.75 cents at 874. And then Chicago wheat was the leader at 9.25 higher at $4.96 in December. And then December Kansas City wheat higher as well, up 7.25 at 489.5. Now last night, it looked like the wheat was going to be lower. But at the open this morning, they rallied. They started off at 8:30 and rallied about 10 cents to get the day off, kick off the day in the strongest position. It looked like early that the beans were going to be the strong one today, but then the wheat overtook them. But again, all three categories were higher. Despite some outside pressures here, the U.S. dollar index today up 104 points at 96.03. That did not shake the grains at all, or any market for that matter. Even oil was up $1.81. Of course, the stock market was higher as well, 97 cents higher in the Dow, about 8.5 points higher in the S&P. Some of the strength in the wheat has contributed to the dry weather and planting needing to get planted here, especially in the northern part of Oklahoma and Kansas. The earlier they get planted, the better it does through the winter, and of course, the more pasture they get. So the idea that they're not getting the rain is part of the reason why the wheat has rallied.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Exports this morning showed that wheat, we exported 22.2 million bushels. We were only expecting 16, so that was a touch bullish and maybe part of the reason why the rally. Corn was a little negative. We exported 29 million bushels, expecting 30 million. And then beans were 18.47 million bushels. We were expecting 16. So that report was bullish for the wheat, bullish for the beans, and then bearish for corn. This afternoon, we have a crop progress report. It's estimated that corn harvest is going to be 12% complete, bean harvest 5% complete. Usually, the seasonal lows happen during harvest, so the next 30 days or so will be critical to the corn chart. Even the technical guys watch for that harvest time low. Informa Economics said that the 2015 wheat crop is going to be 2.106 billion bushels. And probably the more significant part is that they feel like the acreage for corn is going to be cut 500,000 acres, and then the acres for bean by 1.4 million acres. So both of those cuts could indicate maybe lower ending stocks, maybe lower carryouts for the corn and bean crop. Hedge funds are still short wheat and beans, short 220 million bushels of wheat, 170 million bushels of beans, and then long 245 million bushels of corn.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, October live cattle up $1.137 even, with a December up 137 at 139.75. October feeder cattle up 185 at 187.67. November up $1 at 179.25. October lean hogs 57 higher at 71.62, and December up 82 at 64.97. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat up 8.25 at 490.5. March up 8.5 at 505. December Chicago wheat 8 higher at 4. $4.94 and 3/4. December corn up 7 1/4 at $3.84 and a half, with March up 7 1/2 at $3.96. November soybeans up 5 1/4 at $8.72 and a half. January up 5 at $8.76 and a half. October cotton down 10 at $59.75. December up 24 at $60.79. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.